This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you glorious hot mess, you toss some intel our way about a wedding planner kicking ass in Colorado Springs. WED with Erica.
We're talking the real deal, not just, you know, some pretty website. You gave us the lowdown from Engaged AF Magazine and Erica's own site, so let's get down to brass tacks. No fluffy bullshit here.
Right.
Our mission, to figure out what the hell WED with Erica is all about and why a discerning badass like yourself should even give it a second thought.
Exactly. Forget the unicorn farts and glitter bombs of Pinterest. We're slicing through the wedding BS to see what services WED with Erica actually delivers, what makes her tick, and like whether she can truly handle the chaos so you can actually enjoy your damn day without turning into a bridezilla or groomzilla.
Okay, let's get into the trenches with a month of coordination. Erica's site says this jumps in 1 month before the whole damn shebang explodes.
Yeah, the final countdown.
And it'll run you a cool $2,800 minimum. So spill it. What the hell do you actually get for that stack of cash?
Yeah.
What's properly interesting is the level of support at that price. You're getting unlimited communication in that crucial final month, which, let's be real, is when the oh shit moments tend to multiply like rabbits.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah.
Plus a dedicated consultation to hammer out all the last minute freakouts. But it's way more than just like handholding. She's crafting the wedding day timeline, which, trust me, is the backbone of a smoothly run day or a total clusterfuck if it's not done right.
Right, right. The timeline is everything.
And get this, she's wrangling your vendor contact.
Vendor wrangling. Sweet mother of pearl, that sounds like a godsend. Because trying to get the caterer, the florist, and the DJ on the same damn page when you're also trying to figure out who sits next to Aunt Mildred is a special kind of torture.
Couldn't agree more. And it doesn't stop there. Layout planning, making sure your vision actually, you know, fits in the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Practical stuff. A final walkthrough to catch any glaring issues before they become wedding day disasters. Coordinating the rehearsal, which can be more chaotic than the actual wedding day if you've got a bridal party that's already hitting the open bar.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
And then full-on oversight from the first damn centerpiece being placed until the last tipsy guest is in their Uber. The key phrase you need to remember is on-site, day of coordination. That's your insurance against total meltdown.
Okay. So for the couple who's mostly got their shit together but doesn't want to be a stressed-out mess directing traffic and putting out fires on their actual wedding day, this sounds like a damn smart move.
Yeah.
You actually get to be present, like Erica's site says, instead of morphing into a frantic logistical nightmare.
Exactly. If we look at the bigger picture, month of coordination is for the couple who wants to call shots for most of the planning, but smartly recognizes that having a seasoned pro handle the execution is the difference between a beautiful memory and a stress-induced migraine. Hmm. They've likely enjoyed the planning process, but are realistic enough to know their role on the wedding day should be celebrating, not micromanaging.
Right. Now, let's kick it up a notch with the full-service planning. We're looking at a starting point of $5,500 for this level of commitment. So what's the major upgrade here?
Think of full-service as having Erica in your corner from the word go. You're still the boss, still heavily involved, but she's your experienced guide navigating you through the whole damn process.
Okay.
This includes the crucial, often overwhelming task of vendor selection, helping you sort through the endless sea of caterers, photographers who charge a fortune, DJs who play the same tired playlist, and everything in between.
Because let's be brutally honest, sifting through a million vendor websites and trying to decipher contracts that look like ancient scrolls can make you want to elope to Vegas with a bottle of tequila.
Oh, totally.
Having someone who knows the reliable players, the overpriced hacks, and the hidden gems is worth its weight in gold-plated cocktail shakers.
Precisely. And it's not just about finding them. Full service also covers design conceptualization, helping you solidify your vision, even if right now it's just a vague notion or a Pinterest board that looks like a tornado hit a craft store.
Right. Bringing order to the chaos.
Then it's the overarching event coordination, making sure every single piece of the puzzle fits together seamlessly from the initial planning stages right up to the last dance.
Erica's website mentions a free consultation for this level, which makes total sense. It's a bigger investment, so you'd want to make damn sure your personalities click and that she truly gets what you're trying to pull off.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Plus, it lets her tailor a proposal because, let's face it, every wedding is its own special brand of glorious chaos.
This begs the question. Are you the kind of couple who wants to be in the thick of every decision but needs a savvy expert to prevent a total planning meltdown? Or do you prefer to hand off more of the heavy lifting to someone you trust implicitly?
Good question.
Erica's line, "You can plan your entire day, but you don't have to do it alone," really nails what this service is all about.
Okay, so we've broken down the service levels. Now let's get the dirt on the mastermind herself, Erica Weeks. Engaged AF Magazine calls her the mastermind behind WED with Erica. What's her story, and what makes her tick differently from the hordes of other wedding planners out there?
Erica's journey is actually pretty cool. She didn't just, like, jump into this to make a quick buck on your big day. It started organically back in 2010 by helping out her friends.
Oh, interesting.
That tells you something, right? It suggests a genuine passion for creating killer wedding experiences, not just treating it like another corporate gig. Then in 2018, she went all in. And since then, she's crushed it with over 170 couples.
Wow, 170.
That's not just dabbling. That's serious dedication.
Exactly. That's not just testing the waters. That's cannonballing into the deep end of wedding planning. And the fact that she became the preferred planner at Hillside Gardens in Colorado Springs after a killer wedding in 2018, that's major props right there.
Yeah, huge.
Venues don't just hand out preferred status to any Tom, Dick, or planner. They do it based on consistent results and professionalism.
Precisely. It shows she's reliable, professional, and, well, a pleasure to work with, not just for the happy couple, but for the other vendors and the venue staff who have their own shit to manage.
Good point.
Her core message, "It's not my wedding, it's yours," is fundamental. It signals a client-first mentality, which should be the standard, but is surprisingly rare in this industry where some planners try to impose their own damn aesthetic.
Preach. So it's not about Erica's ego trip or her personal vision board for your day. It's about making your vision a freaking reality.
Right.
Engaged AF highlights her personal and connection-focused approach, stressing that she actually takes the time to understand your journey as a couple, your weird family traditions, and the kind of memories you actually want to create, not the ones some bridal magazine dictates.
What's genuinely insightful is her adaptability. Whether you've been meticulously planning since the proposal or you're staring at a blank canvas wondering where to even start, she's ready to meet you where you are.
Okay.
That's crucial because every couple comes to the table with different levels of preparedness, different levels of sanity, and let's be honest, different levels of needing their hand held.
All right, let's talk about the shiny stuff, the cred. Engaged AF mentions Eric has been crowned best wedding planner in the best of the Springs by the Colorado Springs Gazette for 3 years straight, from 2022 to 2024.
3 years running.
Yeah.
That's not luck. That's consistently knocking it out of the park.
That kind of sustained recognition speaks volumes about her reputation within the local scene and among the couples she's worked with. It's a tangible stamp of consistent quality.
Absolutely.
And then you dig into the testimonials. Jill, the mother of the bride, raves about Erica having the whole damn wedding running as smooth as silk. That's the dream for any parent of the couple, a day free of meltdowns and drama.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. and Mrs. Aide's quote about Erica assuring them she'd handle any hiccup so they could actually chill the hell out. That's the peace of mind you're paying for.
Exactly.
Knowing someone had your back when the inevitable mini crises or full-blown disasters pop up is absolutely priceless.
These aren't just polite thank you notes. They highlight specific superpowers like professionalism, genuine warmth, meticulous attention to every freaking detail, and the ability to handle stress like a seasoned pro. It suggests she not only executes flawlessly, but also provides the emotional reassurance that can make or break the experience for the couple and their families.
And it's not just happy clients singing her praises after a few too many glasses of bubbly. Engaged AF Magazine, who's seen more wedding planners than hot dinners, has also given her a solid, enthusiastic thumbs up.
Right, the industry perspective.
They've witnessed her unwavering dedication and genuine care firsthand.
Their endorsement carries serious weight because they're industry insiders. They see behind the smoke and mirrors. For them to specifically call out her ability to seamlessly coordinate events and her infectious enthusiasm, it suggests she's not just competent, but also a positive, energizing force to have around during what can be a seriously high-pressure situation.
So bringing it all together, for you out there navigating the wild west of wedding planning and trying to figure out who to trust with one of the most significant and expensive days of your damn life. WED with Erica Looks like she's offering a seriously compelling deal. You've got different service levels to match different needs and budgets, a philosophy that puts your priorities front and center, and a solid damn track record of happy as hell clients and industry recognition.
Absolutely. She's not selling some fairy tale fantasy that crumbles under pressure. She's focused on the real, gritty work of making your unique vision a reality while keeping the stress levels from reaching DEFCON 1. If you're in the Colorado Springs area and looking for someone who gets the unvarnished truth about weddings, she's definitely worth a good hard look.
So here's the bottom line. If this deep dive has sparked your interest and you're thinking, damn, this Erica chick sounds like she knows her shit, then do yourself a solid and explore her services.
Yeah, check her out.
Head over to her official website. You can find the link through the Engaged AF article we chewed through. See what resonates with your level of planning sanity. And maybe even shoot her a message.
And here's a final thought grenade for you to detonate in your own mind. In the absolute whirlwind of wedding planning, what does it truly mean to let go of the reins and trust someone else with the intricate, often insane details of your wedding day? Is that act of trust the real key to unlocking a genuinely present, kick-ass, and unforgettable experience for yourselves and your favorite people? Think about that, you beautiful rebels.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.